Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
No matter where it is, mind, will, emotions, body, big toe, hallelujah, everywhere we hurt, He wants to heal us. Glory to God. Amen. Welcome to the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radios, hallelujah, prophetic healing with the Healing Community. And who's the Healing Community? You and me, all of us. Amen. And, of course, our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. So glory to God, we're here just being open and available for the Lord to heal on this day. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you, we thank you, we honor you, we adore you. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence here today in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, surrounding us and even flowing through us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We continue to dedicate this program, this broadcast to you, Lord God, and say, have your way. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can do, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have sent people here tonight specifically for you to show your glory. Hallelujah. For you to heal them everywhere they hurt. And so we thank you, Lord God, for miracles, for signs, for wonders, for doing it tonight. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, welcome, Elder Philip.
And,
hallelujah. Go ahead.
So
welcome,
I'm
Elder.
I'm very glad to be here. Little Linda usually joins me. She might later, but she got taken in by a surprise birthday party that she was hosting and didn't know it. So she... So she's was blindsided by that. If she can join us later, she will. I'm not sure that she'll be able to, though. But you and I are here and the whole rest of the community, and
yes,
the Lord has done some phenomenal things even this week. And so I'm really eager to see what the Lord will do for people tonight. I'm just very thankful to be here.
Amen. Amen. Good to be with you again. And, of course, we miss Minister Linda already. Amen. So, but, hey, parties are important, especially surprise ones. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, those of you who have been with us before, you know that the Lord will show us, let us know an ailment or ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast coming on or even during the broadcast, and then that
yes.
He heals those ailments. And if we don't call out an ailment that you're going through, it's okay. He's a great big God. Amen.
Right.
And
he
is the healer. So, yes, he can also heal you. I just perceived something as I was praying in just now. And I just perceived, I didn't perceive pain in somebody's shoulder. I perceive healing in their shoulder, that the Lord is touching shoulders. Amen. Hallelujah. So it may not even be healing. It may be something He's taking off your shoulder. You know, more
praise
like
God.
A heaviness on your shoulders from responsibility. You know, that he's lifting that off of you as you cast your cares upon him. Hallelujah. So I was just checking my text messages, and I see what you're saying, Minister Rachel. Pray for Gabriel and Marcus. So we'll do that. Amen, as we go in. First, let's get to Pastor Mom. Anyone else, if you have any prayer request, if you want us to pray for you, press your number one key. We see you, Reverend Treva. Praise God. Amen. So we'll be praying. We'll be opening up your line in a little bit. If anyone else, of course, you can press your number one key. You know what we always say. I think all of you have been here before. You know, it looks like, ooh, we got a whole bunch of time. But just make sure you press your number one.
Yeah.
Amen. Because, you know, time goes pretty fast here. So let's start with Pastor Mom. I know that she's been having some things going on. And in her hip area, she's still healing from the fracture in her femur. She's doing very well with that. So, Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Hi,
Pastor
Mom. Hi. Hi, you still awake?
Uh-huh.
Great
Lord.
Okay, anything hurting?
My hip.
Well, we don't want that.
Okay. Yeah. It's that top part, like your thigh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's in the front, it's not in the back, right? Pastor Mom?
It's on
It's okay. Okay, it's the top part of her thigh. It's actually the place where the break or the fracture was.
Uh-huh.
And it's the muscles that are around the bone that are coming together again. So it's mostly a muscle kind of pain. It's hurting right now. Is it hurting really bad, like a level 10 hurt, or just hurting a little bit, like maybe a level 1 or 2 or 3?
It's
Is it a lot? lot of things.
Okay.
Well, that's got to go.
All right. Amen.
Okay,
amen.
So there's a lot of pain in the front of the hip where bones come together. Is that what, Apostle, am I mentally getting
well,
it right?
It's more like the muscle that's around that big bone between her knee and her hip. It's her thigh.
Okay.
Like the top part of her thigh. And, you know, and they put a rod in there. So it's like when you touch it, you can kind of feel like it's a little different there.
Yes. Yes. That makes sense. Okay. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right. I'm going to. I feel led to put my hands on. Is it the right leg, left leg? You know, the
left leg.
The left leg.
It's left.
Mm-hmm. All righty. I feel led to put my hands on my upper left leg, and then also near the hip. And if you all would join us in prayer, please. Pastor Mom is a notably wonderful receiver. And this is a great opportunity to get in on it and to pray for someone who receives so well. So if you would do that, that would be fantastic. Lord, I just lift Pastor Mom to you right now. I lay my hands on my own leg and up a leg, and then all the way almost to the hip. And in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, thank you, sir. Okay, Pastor Mom is getting anointing going into her right now. I can feel it going out of our arms and hands. There might be others of you who also feel power of the Holy Ghost going out of you toward Pastor Mom. Wouldn't surprise me at all. I loose this anointing into Pastor Mom's upper leg and near the hip area, and I command that the pain diminish rapidly in Jesus' name. We order you to diminish rapidly in Jesus' name. You cannot stand before the anointing of the Holy Spirit. There it goes right there, a really strong wave right now. Very strong wave right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, what you're doing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. We thank you that there is Holy Ghost power flowing out of our hands and our arms and hands into Pastor Mom for relief and for healing. And in Jesus' name, we thank you. There absolutely went power into Pastor Mom, and let's get an update on what she's experiencing. And you know, we need to pray again. We will, but absolutely. There went power into her, no doubt.
Amen. How are you feeling, Pastor Mom?
Okay, yeah.
Did the pain go away?
No, it's not going away. But
did it ease up any?
Uh-huh.
We'll pray again.
Okay. All right. We're going to pray again, Mom.
We're going to pray again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you are so good. You are so good.
Yeah.
Lord, again, we lay hands. I lay hands on my upper leg near the hip and also my thigh. In Jesus' marvelous healing name. We loose the power of the Holy Spirit. Here you go. You're getting another wave right there. Well, Lord Jesus, we thank you. I loose this power out of our hands into there it goes, right there. I speak to that pain, and I speak to the cause of the pain. Every kind of bone problem, muscle problem, whatever you are, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, this anointing is flowing. And I speak to you in Jesus' name, and I command you. You bow before the name. You bow before the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We overcome you by the power of his blood, the word of our testimony. And we loose the, yes, it's still going into her. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, okay, okay. Praise God, praise God. Find out what's happening now. Hallelujah.
Okay. How you feeling, Mom? How you feeling, Pastor Mom?
Yeah, a little better.
It's a little better?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. All right.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, well, we'll check with you again.
Okay.
Okay, because we expect all the pain to go in the name of Jesus.
We're expecting all of it. Yes, we are.
Amen.
Yes,
we
are.
Pastor Catherine, did you want to say anything?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Did you want to say anything? Did you want us to pray with you?
Oh.
How's your back?
Oh, my back is doing fine now. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Just, you can pray for my cousin who just had a second, I don't know whether it was a knee replacement or what, but anyway, they had to go back in. But they have a cast on it now, on his on his knee. And he's kind of still going through rehab at this time. But he's still having a lot of pain. I was going to try to get him on the phone, but I didn't make it.
Okay,
okay,
so this is your
cousin.
Cousin, your cousin. Okay. Thank you, Father. Thank
his
you,
name is,
Jesus.
His name is Greg.
Greg. Okay. Okay, everybody, let's pray for Greg. Praise God. Greg's have had some a knee replacement and is having some pain there. And let's just pray for him, everybody. Praise God. Lord, we come to you boldly on behalf of Greg in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are asking that the power of your Spirit would come upon him mightily. I ask that every treatment he's received, every medicine that he's received would have a supernatural effect, that his recovery from the surgery would be sped up, multiplied, sped up in Jesus' name. We ask, okay, there's power going into him right now. We loose this anointing in the name of Jesus to help what the doctors have done, to help what medicines have been administered, to help what operations have been done. We loose the power of the Holy Spirit to get involved, the healing Holy Ghost to get involved. We also speak against the pain that he's been having. And in the name of Jesus, we jar you and we command you, get off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go, be gone in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we loose the heat of the Holy Ghost flow into Greg's knee in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Great are you and greatly to be praised forever. Amen. Wow.
Amen.
All kind of heat. Praise God. I feel all kind of heat, just all heat. Apostle Kizzy, you might be feeling it too. I just feel heat, just lots of heat. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, I don't know if this is Greg, but while you were praying, I was perceiving pain on the head behind the ear. It was something going on with that, just behind the ear, but on the head, right behind the ear. So whoever that is and all that that stands for, we lift it up to you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you
even now, in Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, let us know
God.
You hear from Frank.
Yes.
Okay, I sure will.
And one more time, let's ask Pastor Mom if her pain is eased up all the way or is it easing up more.
You want to check it, Mom?
Sure.
How's your pain now?
It is going away.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, praise
so
the Lord.
It's gone away. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
That's what we're expecting, Pastor Mom.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
We have to play the song for you. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. He was done.
Hallelujah.
This is awesome.
Hallelujah.
This is awesome.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, Pastor Mom, you know, sometimes you think, you know, somebody will give you a good report just to make you feel better. No, if she's in pain, she's going to let you know. So, amen.
That's funny.
We praise God. I'm glad to hear it, Pastor Mom.
That's wonderful. That what a made my night. That just made my night. Praise God.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, I thank you.
Well, all right. God bless. Love y'all.
That's good.
Okay.
Love you and
love
praise
you.
God.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
You're welcome, Pastor Mom. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
but I'm just happy. I'm telling you, if she's in any kind of pain, she will tell you. And she's in pain. If she won't say she's not in pain, if she has some pain. So, hallelujah. Amen. And Lord God, we just thank you right now for sealing this healing in the name of Jesus. Because she had been going through with that pain in that thigh area. So, Lord God, we thank you for sealing the healing. And the pain that felt earlier today, she will feel no more forever. And we give you praise and glory. Thank you, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Amen. Well, While you were speaking earlier, and you were calling something out, you know, in the head or around the ear or whatever. Now, I had an impression that, and I didn't feel it, so that's a little new to me. But I just had an impression that there's somebody got something wrong with the eyelid. Now it might be hurting, it might not be hurting, but I just got that impression around the eye, like an eyelid type thing. Okay. So let's put that on the list. And if you're out there and you've got that, then call it a field, you know,
amen.
An eyelid type thing.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
We've seen those. It can be very, very delicate, can be painful. And so, amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to open the line. Now, remember, at any time you can press your number one key. So far we see Reverend Treva. We're going to open the line for you. Minister Rachel, we see you, and we're going to open the line for you as well. Anyone else, please press your number one key and get in the queue. Amen. All right. Reverend Treva, welcome.
Good evening and glory, hallelujah. I've been waiting all day long. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'll tell you what.
My back has been really, really, my lower back down into my, I've been in pain, excruciating pain. I've been believing for healing for years, and the pain has been almost unbearable. I had the heating pad on my back now. It's not, it's like probably about a 5, but, it, you know, sometimes it gets, it skyrockets sometimes. So I'm calling for that. And
wow.
Thank God for it. I did feel some relief while we were praying for your mom.
Amen.
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 Wow. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, you're ready. Waiting all day.
I'm ready.
So.
Yes. So this is a lower back pain.
Yes.
And you've had it
near my tailbone on the right side.
Tailbone, right side. Yes. Lord Jesus, you are ready, and she is ready. Thank you.
I'm ready, God. I'm seeing.
Oh, Father, we stretch our hands. Oh, okay. Oh, here it comes. Okay. There it goes. Now this time it's just out of my left hand, not the other hand. Okay, that's interesting.
Right.
So,
and I'm
receiving
it in my left hand because I'm holding my phone with my right hand. But I feel it.
I loose the power of the Holy Spirit out of my left hand and all of our hands as well. Oh, my gosh, there it goes. Power really strong, like really strong. Oh, my gosh. There is so much power going into that tailbone area.
All the pain is gone.
No, that's
hallelujah.
Wow. That's just...
You said that, it hit my body. The healing hit my body so good. And knocked it out.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
we
pray.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you.
Thank you,
we
for your healing power. Thank you. And bless those who are hosting tonight and their families.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for healing tonight, sir.
Thank you.
I'm doing my praise with everybody here. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
That's amazing.
Woo.
That's just amazing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna sleep so good tonight.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
That
hallelujah.
Is just,
amen.
Really,
and,
really.
You know, we're praying because, you know, things like this, they try to come and go. But we thank God right
I'm
now.
Gone.
Forever gone.
Forever.
Amen.
That's
hallelujah.
That is
and the
great.
healing is sealed. In the name of
Jesus' name, I agree.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it can't go anyplace else. In the mighty name.
And it won't go anyplace else.
Hallelujah.
You said it tried to get on my kneecap right quick, but it bounced off. It's gone.
All right.
Hallelujah.
That's really wonderful. That just makes me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
Well, you ready. You're waiting on this all day. And look at
yeah,
look what
been
waiting on
this
all day.
Whoa.
Amen. Well, you have a blessed night, a blessed
you
sleep tonight. You're going to sleep good tonight.
I'm going to sleep good tonight. Yes, I am. Amen. Hallelujah.
Just so wonderful.
Well, have a blessed night, Reverend Cleaver.
You too.
Hallelujah.
You know,
okay. Anyone else? I see Minister Rachel. I'm about to open up the line for her. Anyone else? Go ahead and get in the queue. I mean, it looks like we have an hour and a half left, but really, that'll be gone in a couple of minutes.
It'll disappear in a moment.
Press your number one key. Praise God. And go ahead and get
Thank
in
you,
the queue. Even if it's not for you, it could be for someone else. You can pray for them. And so, far what the healing or ailments that have been revealed are the shoulder area. And, you know, I believe that the Lord, that I perceive healing going into the shoulder area. And then if there's any kind of pain on the head, behind the ear, or a problem with the eyelid. Okay? All right. Mm-hmm. Opening up the line now for Minister Rachel and family. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone.
Praise
the eyelid
the Lord.
Thing, my host. Praying to God for my eyes because sometimes little irritation and then I look and I was like, God, just, you know, to heal because you know how one of the eyelids do something and the other one is normal, like on blood use against this, I just want, like, comfort. And also I did text my godmom to pray for my grandson and my son. My son hasn't told me all that's going on with him. So, but I look at him and he's so in the prison. He's going to be 16 next month, Marcus, and Gabriel. He's going to be 2 this year. He had may God heal him from the trauma because he went through something. Almost choked today at dinner time, Gabriel, and I had to do the baby Heimlich maneuver, and I was praying, and God had him. Bring everything back up.
Wow.
God. And he was able to breathe. He started to cry and stuff like that, so he was responding fine. And I heard him a little bit ago. He's doing okay now. So I thank God for that. Glory to God. But, you know, you don't want him to suffer any trauma or anything like that concerning what happened to him since he stands at his age.
Right. Exactly. Well, Apostle, do you want to start with the trauma, or do we want to start with the eyelid thing?
Okay. I'll start with the trauma with Gabriel, and
then
you can go on to the eyelid. Father
Wonderful.
God,
okay.
In the name of Jesus. Go ahead. You're saying something?
No, I'm just agreeing with you. Go ahead. Praise God.
Oh, and then we'll pray for Marcus, too. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up even that the whole situation of what happened when Gabriel was sitting there eating today. And, you know, whatever kind of food it was that eating and whatever position he was in as he was eating, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we know that this, any kind of choking like that where the airways is cut off, the airway is cut off, could be traumatic. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of trauma that would try to come and bring fear and trepidation in any of them at all, in Gabriel and in the family as well. Come against that right now in Jesus' name. If there will be no trauma, there will be no fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So thank you, Lord God, that the atmosphere in the house, the atmosphere all around in Gabriel is peace, no fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. And so we thank you, Lord, that this, even the thought of this will not roll around in his mind or anybody else's mind in the house in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. There'll be no more choking in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Whatever caused it, at the seed, the source, the Alpha, and the Genesis, it has to go now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for even good eating habits where food is chewed before it's swallowed in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Minister Rachel, can you just remind me real quickly, is your like eyelid swollen, or is it watering like?
I was having some irritation. Like, I remember my left eye was bothering me. Then I don't know if it was an eyelash or anything like that. It just didn't feel right, and I was just trying to.
Well, you're going. Is it bothering you right now?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, it's not going to be anymore, because I can feel the anointing coming on us right now, even while you're speaking. So, okay,
yeah,
Lord, would you?
Bless you against eye blurriness, too. God would always bless me to have really good eyesight.
Okay, we'll get ready for that, too, because here comes the anointing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow. Okay. I'll tell you what, everyone who's called in tonight, they are like so on fire to receive. It's unbelievable. I mean, there's really this lurching of the Holy Ghost just jumping out of our hands and onto people. Okay. We stretch our hands, making a motion of laying them on. Oh, there you go. Oh, my goodness. Jesus, Lord. That is causing this irritation in the eyelids. You are done in Jesus' name. Blurriness. Spirit coming on, Minister Rachel. I command by the power of the name of Jesus all blurriness to go and all eye irritation to go in Jesus. You were exposed by the Holy Spirit. He called you out tonight. Go in the name of Jesus. I loose the power. I loose this power as it's coming out of our hands and going zapping.
And the blood of Jesus begins to sometimes stab me in the left, the upper, where my, I don't know if it's my rib. It's like sometimes I would feel like a little stab, and I was like, even what were you doing? I don't know what it means, but it doesn't always happen. It's like once in a blue, and I don't want that to ever come back.
And what is it again now, please?
I'm trying to. It was like a spontaneous, like it felt like a stabbing in the front of my like near my rib. And breath, and I was like, the blood of Jesus, you know, I'd be rebuking it and not giving it any permission. I don't feel it right now, but time when I was feeling it when we were praying earlier.
Yes. So we take authority over that stabbing in the name of Jesus, and we cancel that assignment. Cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus. You cease in the mighty name of Jesus and do not return. You are driven from the premises in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you for touching the eyes. We thank you for touching the eyelids. We thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're doing in Jesus' name. Bless your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you for praying for us.
And we'll pray for Marcus, too.
Okay.
Is there something specific, or you just want general prayer for us?
His mind and his body as well.
Okay. Lord, we lift Marcus to you in the name of Jesus, and you have said in 3 John 2, pray that you wish of all things that we would be in health and prosper, that the mind, the body, even the finances would be touched. So we pray over Marcus right now. We ask you to strengthen and heal his body from head to toe. We ask you that health would be his body from head to toe. And we also speak over his mind that he would have peace, that he would have clarity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would be, that whatever is causing a disturbance, we rebuke in Jesus' name, and we pray peace over him in the name of Jesus, clarity of thought for him, and also direction in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow. Well, is
not
now the eyelid and the blurriness, is there any way to test that out, or is that?
I'm gonna go look in the mirror.
Hi.
The mirror. That's Amber, my daughter.
Hello, Amber.
Well, hello, Amber.
Oh, praise God. Much better. I'm looking at my eyelids now. Much better.
Loads of encouragement and praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You get that pressure out of him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I love it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I just hear I rebuke all stress off of me in the name of Jesus.
Whoa.
I have so much to do.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Praise God.
Amen. Well, we got to play the song for you.
Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I don't know if you put yourself back on mute, Minister Rachel, but I just wanted to pray over Marcus as well. I was just perceiving that he feels like he's missing something.
Hmm.
So, Lord, we just thank you right now for giving him peace. Let your peace rule and reign all throughout him, in his mind, in the name of Jesus, his will, his emotions, in Jesus' name. Let your peace, hallelujah, your peace just reign all through him, in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Marcus? Oh, Godmom was praying for you.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, he woke up.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Marcus?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I just perceived in the spirit that you may be feeling like you're missing something, and was just praying for you to just be at peace. God's not going to let you miss those things that are good for you and that are part of your maturity and growth. So you are almost 16. Wow. And God has something just for you. Amen. And what he has just for you, you're going to walk right into it, and it's going to be great. You have gifts that God is going to make room for those gifts and use them for his glory. And when things are used, when gifts are used for his glory, you're happy too. It's not just him, but it's you that's happy too. So a lot of people don't know what your gifts are, but you do have gifts from God. And he's going to use them, and you're going to be happy about it. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
Okay. Did you want to say anything else, Elder?
No, I'm in agreement with everything that you said and everything that we prayed. I'm still in amazement of all that the Lord has done, and we're not even done.
We're not even done.
Glory to God.
All right. Okay, Minister Russell. We love you guys. Love you, Marcus.
Love you too.
Praise God.
All right. I'll check my text in case somebody's texting me. Okay. All right. Reading my text. Okay. Reverend Treva. She said, hallelujah, hallelujah. She's been marching in place and doing leg lifts. No pain. I couldn't do those things without pain. Giving God the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Then she's asking that we pray for her sister's fiance, Morris. He's scheduled to have surgery on his right eye in May. So, praying for Morris.
Okay, right eye.
Surgery on his right eye. And we thank God for you, Reverend Treva, marching all around, doing leg lifts. Hallelujah.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a night. What a wonderful night. Well, Lord, we lift up Morris to you in Jesus' name. He's going to have surgery on the right eye. Lord, I'm going to ask that you would touch him and heal him, and maybe he wouldn't have to have a surgery. But if it's in your plan that he have a surgery, then I am asking that you cause everything to go not only well, but supernaturally well. And I'm also asking that you cause just a fantastically fast supernatural recovery in Jesus' name. I ask for you to speed up the healing process so that it will be amazing to all doctors involved, and they will give God glory for what you're doing. Now, Lord, if there's a way for you to just, or if it's in your mind and in your heart to go ahead and do a healing, then we pray over this right eye and we ask you to heal it and touch it powerfully by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Either way, we thank you, we bless you, and we just love and adore you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
When there's a break and nobody's in the queue, I've got a couple people. people that could be prayed for by you. If
okay,
if you know,
nobody's in the queue.
Okay, all right. You perceived that something was happening in her shoulder, and my mother is scheduled to have a shoulder surgery on the 25th of this month. And
wow,
you know, if the Lord were to heal her outright, that'd be fantastic. I mean, she would love it. Everyone would love it. But even in the meantime, you know, she is experiencing a tremendous amount of pain. And if she takes too much pain medicine, it causes her to not be herself. Okay. And yet not fully functioning. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to pray that God would do a healing, but at the very least, you know, relieve a lot of this pain. And also I'm going to ask you to pray, well, you just pray however you're led, but if she has the surgery, there have been good Christian people that I know that have said, oh, you know, shoulder surgery, oh, that there's therapy. It's really long and it's really painful and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm just going to ask you that, you know, if she goes ahead and has a surgery, that she'd have a supernatural recovery, not a recovery like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, praise God. Mm-hmm. We're on a prayer line. We're on a prayer line. There's anointing here. So you called out shoulder. You said, you know, God was moving in the shoulders and shoulders. So I'm going to mm-hmm. ask you to pray over my mom in the shoulder thing.
Amen. Okay. I was kind of writing down what you were saying. And so
okay.
It's in the shoulder blade that she's having the pain, or where?
No, I don't know if it's the front of the shoulder or what, but she's
mm-hmm.
she is scheduled to have a shoulder surgery. Okay, at this point,
mm-hmm.
because I haven't been able to do anything else that would to help her. Okay, so
okay, all right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We join our faith together right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That you're touching her shoulder right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you reveal that. Hallelujah. I didn't know about that in the natural. You revealed it.
No.
And I thank you, Lord God, that even as you revealed it, you showed me that it was being healed. That it wasn't really, I wasn't really just seeing a problem, but I was seeing healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Well,
thank you, Jesus. We give you praise right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, I can even perceive the anointing just going into that shoulder area right now in the name of Jesus, all into the bone. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
The muscle on the shoulder, everything that causes that shoulder to function properly is being touched by the anointing right now. In the name of Jesus, between the bones, the rotator cuff, all of that area, in the name of Jesus, every connector with it, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, down the arm, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, we see you, Lord God, going into that area right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord Father God, for recreative miracles in the name of Jesus. If it's the cartilage that needs to be replaced, we thank you for replacing it right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we speak to that pain and say, no, 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 you cannot rise up. You must go now in the name of Jesus and all that you stand for. In Jesus' mighty and holy name. Thank you, Lord God. You are the God that healeth thee. You are the Lord, our healer. Thank you for healing now, Lord God. Thank you for healing. There it is. Ah, yay. There it is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And as a prophetic act, Elder Philip, just raise your arm up. Hallelujah.
Okay.
The arm that's bothering her, raise that arm up. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Is it her right hand, her right shoulder?
I believe it is.
Okay.
I believe it is.
Thank you for the healing, Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I got a text also from Minister Elaine that she's not able to talk on the line, but she's going through something in her shoulder. So let us know how you feel as well, Minister Elaine. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And yeah, let us know, too, about your mom. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. That she won't have to have the surgery, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. She won't have
thank
to
you.
Go through it. And if for some reason she does have to go through it, that the healing process will be so quick. And no pain, no pain. In the name
I
of
agree
Jesus.
With that.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
we thank you,
Lord.
Lord,
I agree with that in Jesus' name. I agree with that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
And just as like when Pastor Mom was going through, it wasn't. I mean, the pain medication, because we think the same thing about pain medication. And it has kind of that effect, so I know what you're talking about. When you say
yes.
that, you know, taking the pain medication and then they're not themselves, their mind kind of does something. And so I
yes.
told the, we were, you know, telling that to the doctors, and they wanted to give her morphine and stuff like that, and we're like, no. And said, well, you know, if she's hurting real, real bad, I mean, this is a fracture. It was like, only if she absolutely positively needs it. And if it's that case, the lowest possible dosage. Well, she ended up just having Tylenol.
Wow.
Through the whole thing. There was no narcotics. They just gave her Tylenol.
Yeah.
And that's after coming out of surgery.
Yeah.
So
no, that's a piece.
Amen. So we thank God that it'll even be even better if your mom has to go through it. But we're really praying that she does not have to go through any surgery in her shoulder in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
A night.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And we pray for Minister Linda as well. Strength to her in Jesus' name with everything that she does and that even she's doing right now. We thank you that your strength is upon her right now. She's strengthened with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. Thank you for it now,
yes.
Lord, in Jesus' name.
Jesus'
Amen.
Name, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Well, Holland,
wow.
Well, amen. I do not see any number one keys pressed. And
okay.
I'll tell
well,
you what.
I've got another
God
one for you.
God is doing great things tonight. Say that again.
I've got another one for you. If you, but
okay.
I don't want it to be all about you know, my, in, you know, my family. But, you know, if no one's pressing the number one key, I've got another one for you.
Okay. Well, let me say something about that you didn't want to be about your family. I was thinking today, as many times as Pastor Mom has gotten healed in all these years, what, 6 or 7 years? I was thinking that today. And I was thinking, well, God, if this broadcast is mainly for Mom to get prayed for, glory to God. I mean, people have been healed, though, you know, like Reverend Treva marching all around and doing leg lifts. Glory to God.
Yeah.
So,
Okay.
Go for it. You pray for
all
many
right.
people. Let's concentrate on you tonight. God made space.
Yes. And I'm going to just say this because I know there's a lot of you out there that are listening in, and you pray with us too. And I really thank you. I really do. So my next request is for my dad. And I want the radio audience to know that I am down here, you know, helping my mom and dad. You know, they were going through some stuff that was kind of like a crisis, but we're turning the corner, but there's still a lot of serious things, okay? But in the meantime, one of the things that my dad has occurred, and then they don't know what it is yet, okay, is there's this, if he stands much or walks even a few steps, he has tremendous, horrendous pain in his kind of his hip area, and then it'll go over to the other, you know, side, like in the abdomen, and then back, okay? And he'll just be doubled over in pain for a few, you know, for 3 or 4 minutes, and then he'll get back to being good. Now, if he's just sitting in a chair or something, that he can converse and be and talk and, you know, be pretty normal, you know? But the moving around, you know, is just, it's really debilitating and it's horrific. So I don't need to spend any more time on that. It's just, I would really appreciate you and all of you, like you, I'm saying plural, praying over my dad that for a real breakthrough in that hip/abdomen area. I really covet your prayers. So there you go. Thank you. Thank all of you.
Okay. Wow. So if he's sitting down, it's okay. But once he gets up and moves around, that's when the pain starts coming upon his hip and his stomach area.
Yes.
To the point where he's just bent over. In pain.
He'll have to sit back down and and be kind of doubled over in pain for 3 or 4 minutes, and then it'll be okay. And that is unacceptable. That is not the will of God for him. So
right.
Praise
Amen.
God.
I agree with that. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And the doctors don't know, but God knows.
They don't know what it is yet. No. So,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
But the Lord can reveal, and the Lord can heal, and I'm in good company tonight. So that's why I'm bringing this request. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just even as I'm getting ready to pray verbally, I'm seeing some things in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Okay.
I'm seeing just the presence of the Lord around his abdomen area, going down really that whole area between his knees up to his waist. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
And that's being touched by the anointing right now. It's what I'm perceiving is it's almost like all of that area is in water, and I'll say
okay.
Holy Ghost water.
Yes,
in that
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then at the same time, I'm perceiving your mom's shoulder being touched. Hallelujah.
Okay. Yeah, praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Both things going on at the same time. Thank you. Thank you for your anointing, Lord God. Your yoke-destroying, burden-lifting anointing.
Yes.
Your continual,
yes.
tangible, manifest presence anointing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We
yes.
thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
You're moving in him right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What I'm seeing in the spirit is some things being moved around and put in
okay.
place. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you. Whatever you need, whatever he needs.
Whatever it was, thing that was out of place, but he just put it back in place. Now,
okay.
the way I'm
thank
talking
you.
Now, what I'm saying, this is new.
okay.
This is new
that's
in
fine.
The spirit. But that's what I'm seeing. There was, I don't know if it was organs or whatever that were out of place. And that's what was causing the pain to happen. And those have been moved back into place even now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that every bit of pain is off of him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And since everything is back in the place where it should be, we thank you, Lord God, that all of the pain is gone in the name of Jesus. We thank you,
thank
Lord,
you.
Lord God. Praise your
yes,
name,
you
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I'm just seeing it. It's going on right now. It's happening right now. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for removing
right.
any foul obstruction in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What I'm perceiving now is the anointing going through the large intestine area. Going through his intestines right now and removing
okay.
any kind of blockage. Thank you. Repairing any tears in the name of Jesus. Removing any blockage, repairing any tears
okay.
in the name of Jesus. Okuramasi telalamasi telalasi kereko sitea santo. Thank you, Lord God.
I accept that.
He'll even be able to have good bowel movement in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord
God. Everything will flow properly. The food will go into his body properly and will flow out properly in the name of Jesus without any hindrances. Thank you for it, Lord God. We give you praise.
Yes.
We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. Hallelujah. And be able to sleep well at night. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank
yes,
you, for
Lord.
That, Lord. And, Lord,
well,
even
yeah.
just working on everything, Lord, we even come against the trauma. We pray over that trauma of him being doubled over from when he stands. The blood of Jesus
yeah.
is against that. And that there'll be no fear that when he stands that thing will come back to him anymore. The blood of Jesus is over it. We thank you, Lord God, that trauma is replaced right now with peace beyond all understanding, guarding his heart, guarding his mind. In Jesus' name, thank you for your peace right now. And every bit of trauma, you go now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, you were going to say
thank
something. Go ahead.
No, that's, I'm just, I am, you know, receiving everything that you're saying, and I'm receiving it for him, and I'm thanking the Lord for it. So I appreciate it very much. significantly, tremendously. So I'm very thankful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
And so we don't usually ask anything like this, but if anyone's perceiving something, press your number one key. If you want to, you know, add to that prayer, or God gave you the same kind of thing and it's a confirmation, you saw that in the spirit as well, and God confirmed that, press your number one key. Let us know about that.
Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes.
Amen, amen. That
Thank
was very
you.
Interesting.
Thank yes, it was.
Yeah.
But wonderful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
So I want to just ask the question. How's, that's a lot of information. How's his bowel movement?
Well, I had not mentioned that, okay? But some of the medicine that he's, some of the medicines that he's on, you know, it occasionally will make it difficult for him to do that.
Okay.
And then he's got another darn pain, you know, in addition to the pain from the hip from walking, now he's got a pain from this stuff, you know. And in, I've never really been through it, but I know people, including little Linda, you know, so it's apparently a real thing, and it's apparently very painful, you know. So, and I didn't mention, I didn't say that. So you could only know that by the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I receive this. I receive
Thank
this.
You.
I accept this. This I accept this on behalf of my dad, on behalf of a family member. This is your will. This is your will for him, and I accept it in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Glory to God.
Okay.
Those of you, some people just joined us. Welcome. Good to see you all here. You might have been here for a little bit longer, and I just noticed you because we've been praying. But welcome. Welcome, everyone, on the line tonight. The ailments that have been highlighted tonight are shoulder. And so we prayed for a couple of people with their shoulders. Amen. And pain on the head behind the ear, that was revealed. And a problem with the eyelid. And it may be more than one person, but we pray for Minister Rachel with
sure
that.
Did.
Amen. Amen. And that was healed. Hallelujah.
Yes, it was. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. And then, hallelujah. Prayed for Pastor Mom tonight. She was having pain in her thigh, and the pain left. Hallelujah. And of course, Reverend Treva, praying for her back today.
Yes.
Lower
yes.
back. Amen. And she texted and said she's been marching around and doing leg lifts with no pain. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
okay, sister, we see you. Amen. Welcome back to Prophetic Healing. Good to see you tonight. We're going to open up your line. Welcome, Sister Beatrice. Did I get the number right? This area code 443. Your line is open.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sister Beatrice?
Yes. Hey, praise God, y'all.
Hi.
Hello.
Praise God.
All right.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
It's good to hear from you too. Yes. Yes. Yep. So, is it mine? Is it y'all? Got to unpack a lot right now. Is my mind, my body, my shoulder. Is my shoulder too? My left shoulder. And I've been having these headaches, and oh, they've been terrible. Headaches been terrible. Like on the left side, up above my eye, and it seemed like it's in the back of my head. Everything is on the left side. Everything is on the left side. Even the pain in my side on the left side. There's a lot.
Okay, so there's a. Okay. There's shoulder, there's headache on the left side, and did you also say that just your left side in general?
Uh-huh. Yeah, my left side. Going to the back a little bit.
All right. I don't recall, but did you experience a stroke or something before? Or you were
no, ma'am.
Trauma or something that happened?
Well, my shoulder, no other, like, as far as the head or nothing, like, no trauma, no man.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Let me just ask you this. It just came to my mind, and hopefully it's okay to ask you on the air. How's your blood pressure?
It usually be low.
Okay.
My blood.
Lord Jesus.
Okay. Praise God.
Wow.
Are you in pain right now?
Yes, ma'am, like the top of my head. And, yeah, I am. Yes, ma'am, yep. My side don't hurt as it was hurting like earlier today, but it's still there. I get the five right now.
Okay.
Wow.
So the top of your head is hurting right now on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being no pain, 10 being excruciating pain. Where are you?
Like a 6, 7.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty painful.
Yeah.
That's painful.
Okay. So go ahead.
I don't know why, like, just messing with me. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Just messing with it. I don't know, sister. That's why I'm on here tonight to get some healing.
Amen.
Praise the
Lord.
Let's start
with your head. Well, while we're on the head, the top of your head, is your left shoulder having pain right now?
Yeah, my left shoulder, yeah, it is.
Okay. Tell us where you are right now, the level of pain where you are on a scale of 1 to 10.
Like a five right now. But it's like uncomfortable, you know what I mean? It's
mm-hmm.
like uncomfortable. You know what I mean? I can tell it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
yeah.
at lay down at night, oh, my God. Mm.
Okay, so we'll start with your head and your shoulder. Your shoulder.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you right now, and we bring Beatrice to you. We are honored to get to pray with her and for her, and we thank you so much. And Lord, I just ask that your anointing would be upon Apostle Kizzy, upon myself, and then upon the whole radio audience as we lay our hands. Well, praise the name of Jesus. Well, Apostle Kizzy, here's another one of those ready ones. Okay, here we go. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus, I lay lay my hands upon you as though I would put my hands on you. And there is Holy Ghost coming out. There is Holy Ghost power coming out of our right hand and left. And, okay, there it goes right into you. Now, I demand in the name of the Lord Jesus that every bit of pain leave our sister. The anointing of God is going in her, and I speak healing over her. Oh, there it goes, right there. Now, you're getting it. Now, the power of the Lord is flowing into you. It's flowing, even flowing, starting with my arms, down my arms, and out the hands, and probably a whole lot of other people that are listening in, too. Not just me. Lord, I thank you that this anointing is even getting stronger, and now it's even stronger going into our sister. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I rebuke every form of headache and the cause of these headaches, and we overpower them by the anointing and the Holy Ghost power that's going out of our hands in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that this headache has to go down to nothing in the name of Jesus, and we give you praise. We give you glory. Great are you, Lord. There's still power going in. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. There's still power going in.
Good God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, sweet Jesus.
I'm going to make a motion one hand is still on your head, but another is on your shoulder, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel to do. Like, I'm still having one hand on your head. Got another hand on your shoulder, and there's just so much power going into you. I mean, glory to God.
Thank you.
I thank you that beats just pulling it out of us, and you're flowing. You know, spirit is flowing in Jesus. I demand that all pain leave this shoulder. I demand that all pain leave the head in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And my side, my left side. Hallelujah.
Okay. Now, so in the name of Jesus, I take my right hand and make a motion as if I were actually literally putting it on the side. There's just more flowing out of our hands. Oh, okay, especially on your side. There's so much anointing just flowing into you. It's going into your head. It was going into your
shoulder.
You definitely tonight. Loose this anointing out of my hand and out of our hands, into her side, into the shoulder, and into the head. And we command that these pains go down to nothing in Jesus. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in
Thank
this thing.
Thank right, you.
So I'm going to give you a moment and let Apostle interact with you and see how you're doing when you're ready to tell us. And then depending on what you say, whatever you need to pray more about, we will. Okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Okay, let's start at your head. Tell us what's going on in your head right now.
It just feel like sometimes I get like right now it's like I'm getting lightheaded. I don't know why I be getting lightheaded and dizzy. I don't know. Like lightheaded. But the pain seemed like it want to go away, but it went into a lightheadedness. That's find that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay, we'll come back to that because it cannot do that. It doesn't have a right or authority to do that. Tell us about your left shoulder. What's with that right now?
Yes. It's easing, Pete. It's easing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. It's easing. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. So it's the pain level has gone down from a 5 to about what?
Like a 3, but I don't know why I'm lightheaded. I don't know.
Okay. A little lightheadedness in just a moment. What about your left side? Are you feeling
it's still
pain either?
It's is still there a little bit. It's not, wasn't hurting as much as it was earlier today, but it's still there. And it's easing up a little
okay.
bit, not
it's
as much.
It's
still,
yeah,
I still
yeah,
feel
it.
There.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to the top of your head again. Amen.
Yes,
okay, Elder, you're gonna.
Yes.
Pray
yes.
Again.
First of all, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over every assignment of the enemy. You cannot run, you cannot hide, and you cannot try to manifest in any other kind of way. In the name of Jesus, I completely take authority over you. How dare you try to torment this sister? You get off of her right now in Jesus' name.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
You're not going to hide in any kind of business or anything else in Jesus' name. Get off. Leave the
yes.
house in Jesus. Get away.
Lord. Ooh. Hallelujah. Mm. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You just bask in it and then you let us know when you're ready.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
I'm
Lord.
Standing
yes,
up, walking around, going away. Hallelujah. I stood up. I'm walking. Hallelujah. It popped myself. Thank you, God.
So you're not feeling lightheaded anymore.
It's still there, but I can feel it going away. I got up. I was sitting down. I got up and no more. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
great
you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Wow.
It's going away. It's going away. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you are
Lord.
So wonderful.
Thank you. We just thank you, Lord God, even as it's going away right now, that it cannot go to any other part of her body. It cannot
no.
go anywhere in the land of the living. But it must cease and desist even now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Thank
you, Lord.
In the blood of Jesus. In the blood
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, he does. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 And we speak to it and say, you have no right, you have no authority here. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. You must go. You must now. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. I'm praying.
It's okay if we pray for you more, but I want you to interact again with Apostle Kizzy and let us know if there's any pain left in any area. You interact with her, tell us what's going on, and we'll take it from there. Praise God. And we just want
it's
truth. Right. We're not looking for hype.
It's lightening up,
yeah.
Jesus. Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Yes. The
okay.
power. The power. Power. The power. Hallelujah.
Thank
the
you,
power.
Lord. Okay,
yes,
so we're
Jesus.
Talking about your head now? Your head is feeling
yes.
better?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
Did the lightheadedness go away?
Yes, it did. I'm walking around. Yes, it did. Yes. Hallelujah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. And don't let it come back. Please don't let it come back. I bind it in the name of Jesus. Don't come back. Oh, my God. Please don't come back in the name of Jesus.
Well, we join our faith together with you and say the blood of Jesus is over you. Hallelujah. And the healing that you're feeling right now is sealed.
The healing
in the name
yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. It is sealed right
yes.
now in the name
oh,
of God. Jesus, never to return in Jesus' name. The lightheadedness that you felt earlier, you will feel no more forever. You're sealed.
Sealed in the blood.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for that sealing. Sealing the healing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father God. We bless your name,
yes.
Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Now, the lightheadedness has gone away. The pain has gone away. Is that true?
Yes. Thank you, God. I was rubbing it. As he was praying, I was rubbing it. Hallelujah. Touching and agreeing with it. Touching it.
Yes, man. And that makes all the difference. Hallelujah. Being an active participant. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
amen. Like Reverend Treva, she was waiting all day. She got her healing quick. Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
So tell us about your left shoulder. Tell us about that.
Yes.
How's that going right now?
It's still there a little bit. The left shoulder is still there a little bit. Not as much. I can feel it's still there, but it's not in a lot of pain like it usually
okay.
is.
Okay. We appreciate truth. Praise God.
Down.
Yeah.
It's going
Amen.
Down.
So you started at level 5. It eased down to a 3. Where are you right now?
Probably a 2. I can feel it's still there, but it's going away because I touch and agree with y'all. Hallelujah. I'm touching and agreeing that it will go away. I'm going to sleep good tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to your left side. What's going on with that? How's that doing?
Touch and agree. It's gone away. I was really rubbing that real hard while y'all was praying. Yes, Lord. That put
a lot
hurting.
Of rubbing.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
we are touching in agreement and agreeing and believing all of this will be zero pain. But tell me where it is right now. One, two.
My lightheadedness is on. I got my side.
Yeah, we're
on my side.
Yes,
it's about a 2. It's still there, but it's going away. I'm still rubbing it. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, let's do it. Yes, Lord.
We're very grateful for what you've received, but we've got a whole group of people here who are here to agree with
thank
you.
God bless y'all. Thank you.
So we're gonna pray again. So here we go. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. We lay hands on Beatrice's shoulder and her side in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for what you've already done, but we are here to ask for more. So and she's getting more. Wow. I mean, she's getting it. Okay. Lord, we loose this power out of our hands into the side and into the shoulder. And I thank you that power is going down our arms and out of our hands and actually healing her, relieving of pain, but then healing whatever's wrong. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we rebuke all pain, we rebuke the power of it, and we loose the healing power of God, the healing Holy Ghost, into this body in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that power is going down our arms and out our hands in Jesus' name. It's going right into Beatrice. We give you praise. I give you glory. Lord, there is anointing going into her. We can feel it going in. I thank you that she is receptive. I thank you that this anointing is working. I thank you that it is driving out the cause of these pains and whatever was wrong and is actually healing what was wrong and driving out the pain as well. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
There's still power going into you. Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, There's still power going into you. I can feel it.
God. Hallelujah. I want all the power.
One.
Thank you, God. I want all of it. All of it. Thank you, God.
Yes, Sister Beatrice. Here comes another wave right there. Thank you. There's another strong wave going in right now. Strong wave.
Thank you, Lord.
Just receive it, accept it, take it. It's yours.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Take it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Still power going into you, sister.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. I feel it. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Still power going into you. Still power going to you, sister. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Wow,
hallelujah.
This is an overhaul, man. This is an overhaul. Get the overhaul.
Tell us where you are, Sister Beatrice. Let's talk
with
your left
shoulder. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you are the best.
Good.
Thank you.
Are you saying that the pain is gone out of your left shoulder?
Yes, at my side. At my side. Hallelujah.
Both carries no
great.
Pain.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Good.
Great
Hallelujah.
Are you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good night rest. Praying to get a good night rest. Yes.
No pain tonight. No pills. No pain pills tonight. Thank you, God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Jesus.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was just in time. I'm gonna praise His name. He saved just the name. Oh, come on, praise Him. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
He awesome life.
Hallelujah. He awesome like that. That is Helen and my mother's song like that. It reminds me of Helen and my mother. Thanks, y'all. Y'all go in on to y'all next one. I'm good. I'm touching the ground with my healing. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, thanks, y'all.
Amen.
Have a good night. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
You well,
man.
Wow.
And thank God. Hallelujah. For those of you who just joined us, that was Sister Beatrice. Amen. And she was going through some things in her body. Looked like everything was basically on the left side, except the top of her head. So she had some pain top of her head. It was pretty intense pain around a level 6 or 7 out of 10, 1 through 10. And so, you know, we all joined our faith together and prayed for her. And the pain was leaving, but then she became lightheaded. And so we continued to pray, the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord touched her, and the lightheadedness went away. And the pain was gone, the lightheadedness went, and then we prayed over her left shoulder. Now, all that time, Sister Beatrice was all in it. She was rubbing every part as we were praying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So she was fully engaged. Amen.
Yes, she was.
We prayed with her about her left shoulder. That was a level 5 pain. It eased down to 3. It eased down to 2. And it eased on out all the way. All the pain is gone out of her left shoulder. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
And then with her left side, there was pain there. I don't know where we started from, but it went on down to a level 2. and then it went to zero, zero pain. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Beatrice, I see you still on. Check some other parts of your body. We believe, I heard it in my spirit, and then Elder Phillip said it out loud, God has given you an overhaul. Hallelujah. So that
yes,
not only
yes.
is your head, your shoulder, your side healed, but he has gone through other parts of your body and brought healing as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Just,
and then
yeah.
I'm hearing, Sister Beatrice, that the Lord is giving you a joy deep down on the inside, a joy, his joy, come on, his joy, amen, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
glory
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, we have about 18 minutes left. Glory to God. Amen. If you want prayer, make sure you press
Thank
that
you,
number
Jesus.
One key. The time's moving, moving and moving, moving and grooving on here. Hallelujah.
That's
the
new
healing,
one. Time is moving and grooving on.
Moving and grooving.
Hallelujah.
And the joy of the
That's
Lord is
funny.
Our...
Oh, my goodness.
And
That's
we perceive by his spirit the element of a healing in the shoulder, and he has done that. And we believe, you know, even as we pray for Elder Phillips' mom, healing in her shoulder, and as the Lord has healed Sister Beatrice's shoulder, hallelujah, that his mom's shoulder caught that healing too, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then pain on the head, behind the ear. Sister Beatrice had pain on the top of her head. So, and we prayed for her with that. And then another element was with the eyelid. And that was Minister Rachel. It could have been someone else too. Hallelujah. She was doing so much better with around her eyelid. So we thank God for every healing that happened tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? You can press your number one key. We still have a little time. Just going to take a little station break right now. Oh, unless you want to say something else, Elder?
No, go ahead. Do the announcements and stuff. That's good. Praise God.
Okay. All right. We're going to do that. Well, first, we want to, you know, invite people to have really the greatest healing ever. And the greatest healing is to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the greatest. Amen. He talk about an overhaul. Amen. He completely changes us, you know, from darkness to light. It's a whole transformation. In fact, we're completely born again. Amen. Not like we born again, but we are born again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Talk about a good old second chance. An eternal second chance. And so
Glory.
John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. So it's a love thing. And he's loving on us. He loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son. And Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be celebrated Jesus on Easter Sunday or Resurrection Sunday. And that was all about God raising Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. That's so important and so tied to our salvation that Romans 10:9 would say, if you confess with your mouth, and that confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, and then believing in your heart, hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord and God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So our salvation is tied to our speaking and our believing. Amen. And with the believing part, you choose to believe. We make a choice to believe. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Well, we weren't there 2,000 years ago, so none of us have seen, but we choose to believe. Hallelujah. And when you choose to believe the word of God, then miracles begin to happen all in your life. Amen. So choose to believe right now. You may be listening to this in the future. You may be somewhere in the future listening to this. Choose to believe now, right where you are right now. And you can receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. And then, Shehab, he's going to help answer those questions for you. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. I ask you to my heart, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So if you prayed that prayer, oh yeah, I know it sounds simple. It's almost too simple to believe. But this is what God knows. He knew that we needed to have it simple. And plus, Jesus did all the work. Our job is to simply believe, and you've done that. So we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God. We want to welcome you as a child of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we want to pray over you. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for filling them to overflowing with your precious holies and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to even pray in their prayer language in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for even power to read the word of God and to understand it because you're right there with them as they're reading the Bible. Hallelujah. And then we want to invite you to learn and to grow. We are the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. God has given us this family of broadcasts to help us grow up together as a family in the kingdom of God, in his righteousness, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we want to invite you. There's other places that you can go, Bible-believing place, churches in your neighborhood. You can do that as well. But we want to invite you to learn and grow with us. And And you can do that by calling 516-418-5699. 516-418-5699. And we get together several times during the week. We start on Sunday, where we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. So we meet every Sunday at the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. This Sunday, I'll be preaching the word, Lord willing. Hallelujah. So every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Come and learn and grow with us. Amen. And then on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching time with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the depths of the Word of God. Amen. So that's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Then on Wednesdays, on Tuesdays, I'm skipping Tuesdays. Tuesday is our prayer time. And so we have prayer every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we have four volunteers who pray in tongues. And then we have interpretation of tongues. And it is awesome. Hallelujah. That's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, Wednesday, this is the second Wednesday of the month. And that's when we have our healing service. Our prophetic healing is what we call it. Hallelujah. So that's every second Wednesday of the month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. The next time we're going to have this healing service, come on now, mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm. It will be Wednesday, May the 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and meet us here next month and bring somebody. Some of you brought people with you tonight. Thank you for doing that. Thank you so much. Amen. Now, also on Wednesdays, but this is the fourth Wednesday, so we meet on the second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday of the month. Now, the fourth Wednesday, we have a new addition to our Get 'Em Radio family, and it is called Anointed Pandemic Babies. Oh, there haven't been babies quite like these babies before. Glory to God. Amen. And so we're going to be hearing about these babies. We're going to be hearing what God is saying about these babies, because some of them are just far beyond their years. Amen. And so we'll be talking about them. We'll be praying for them. That will be, that will be the 26th of April, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, our speaker for the month of April is Elder Gerando Thompson. And he is the president of an FM Christian radio station, and for the past 20 years. So he's going to be revealing some ministry secrets to us on next week. Actually, not next week, on this Thursday. He's going to be revealing some ministry secrets of the things that, how the Lord has led him over the past 20 years in FM radio. Praise God. That's this Thursday and every Thursday this month, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And that's us. That's the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. So we're going back now to Elder Philip. If anyone, we still have 4 more minutes, and you know we could go into overtime. But if you want prayer, there's still time for it. Go ahead and press your #1 key. Otherwise, Elder Philip is going to give closing remarks and close us out in prayer.
Okay. Well, what a night. I mean, if I said wow, I don't know what else I could say.
Right.
Just healing after healing and just the flow of the Holy Ghost, just and the response of the folks was wonderful. It is really a joy to be here. I'm very grateful. And I'm very thankful for all that you do, Apostle Kizzy, and your special talents that you have in somehow straddling the spiritual side and the practical side all at once to make the experience for the rest of us, either someone who kind of hosts like I do or those just listening in, everyone gets to have a great experience, including me. And it's because, you know, you not only juggle the spiritual side, but you also know how to juggle the natural side as well. And without that, none of this would happen. So I want to thank you very much for that, for your talents, your gifts, and your unselfish way that you employ those talents and gifts in this whole family, the whole umbrella of broadcasts. So I just want to say that. And as one last thing before I close in prayer, I also want to thank you folks for calling in. Those who called in for prayer and those who just call in and listen and pray, I really thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do and being so consistent and so faithful. It's really a blessing to be a part of this. So those are my comments. And I guess I can
prayer request.
Oh, we got another prayer request. Praise God. Okay. Awesome.
Yes. And that was via text. And that was, Minister Rachel, I see your #1 key press. So she wanted prayer for her daughter, her oldest daughter, Renee.
Yes. Please pray for her mind. Enemy been attacking her, and I've had it with foolishness, trying to get her to give up on life and being a mom. And I said, the devil is a liar, and Jesus, Lord, you're going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord and take good care of Gabriel. She will not give up. I'm not giving up on my daughter, and she will not give up. I don't want her to speak in death. I told her, please speak life. And I'm going to keep speaking life over her, and I'm going to keep helping her with Gabriel.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Lord, and what's your daughter's name again?
Renasia.
Renasia, okay. Lord, we come on behalf of Renasia in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, we speak against the discouragement in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We speak against discouragement. We speak against spiritual fatigue and emotional fatigue in the name of Jesus. And we speak against lies from the enemy that would say, you're no good, you can't do it, et cetera, et cetera. Discouraging, lying tongues in Jesus' name, cease. We rebuke your negative thoughts. We rebuke your attacks on this young lady in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We loose the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon her. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, fill her to overflowing day after day after day with a fresh dose of your love and your care and your hope and your encouragement. Lord, you said the Holy Spirit was a comforter. Jesus, you said, I will give you another comforter. And so, Lord, I pray over her that she would really, truly be comforted in many, many ways. I also ask you to open the eyes of her heart so that she could see the value that she has, not only to you, yes, to you, but the value that she has to her son, the value that she has to other people in the family, and yes, the value that she has to Jesus because he shed his blood for her. Lord, I ask that you open her eyes and reveal to her by the Spirit of God gently and lovingly just how much she means to everyone around her and to you as well. And Lord, we look to you for this. We thank you for this. And please send people her way who will have encouraging, positive things to say. Yes. Jesus' name, let me give you praise. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And I was thinking same kind of thing that you said at the end. Thank you, Lord God. Those people who mean Renesha good and love God, let them stay around her. Anybody else that's speaking death around and about her, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they will no longer be around her, Lord God. And also we ask you, Lord, send her friends, good friends who know you as their Lord and Savior and who are living the word of God. And we thank you for that right now, Lord God. And, Lord, we just pray over their households in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. The blood of Jesus over every area of their household in the name of Jesus. Let your blood flood that place right now in Jesus' name, from his highest point to his lowest point, on the north, the south, the east, and the west, around and about, and inside and out, in the name of Jesus. Let your blood change the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Let your blood purge out the dead works out of every consciousness in the house, in the name of Jesus. Purge out the dead works in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that their hope does have a name. Hallelujah. His name is Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, for your hope that rises up on the inside of Renesha and on the inside of each and every one of them, all in the atmosphere, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We speak over Minister Rachel. Hallelujah. And we say, do not be weary in your well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. Hallelujah. And you shall not faint in the name of Jesus. You shall reap. Hallelujah. Don't be weary in the good doing that God has you've been doing by the Spirit of God all these years. Hallelujah. We speak peace all over Minister Rachel right now. Peace beyond all understanding.
Yes.
Guard her heart. Guard her mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And I believe the Lord said this to you before, that the worst is behind you. The worst is behind you. The best is yet to come. The worst is behind you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God.
Thank you. Oh, God bless y'all. Thank y'all for praying for us. We needed that, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed night.
Thank
love
you.
God bless y'all.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, it hasn't been told yet. The testimony hasn't been told of all that Minister Rachel has gone through. But when it's told, it's going to be blessing a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Okay. Now, I believe you can close now. Hallelujah. And oh, and I want to thank you for all that you're doing. You're down in Florida. I know you miss your wife. You know.
Yes.
You're helping your parents. You know, in Florida, and I just, you know, I pray your strength too. I have some knowledge of being a caregiver, you know, and different parts of it, different iterations of it. So we pray your strength in the Lord right now in Jesus' name, that God will just strengthen you, hallelujah, and give you wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding of what to do, how to do, and when to do it, hallelujah. That he'll show you things that's far beyond your education and your expertise. Glory to God. And you'll be, thank you, God. God's going to endow you to be able to ask just the right questions with the health professionals, to ask just the right questions at just the right time. Hallelujah. And then to be aware of different things that are going on and what could be connected with what else in the name of Jesus, and to be able to voice that. And we thank you, Lord God, that the authority that you placed on the inside of Elder Phillip, hallelujah, will be seen even by the doctors and the healthcare professionals, so that so they'll listen to him. Amen. They'll listen to what he's saying and heed it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I receive that. Okay.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, and I was thinking, you know, there are times with Pastor Mom, when I'm talking to the healthcare professionals, her doctors and so forth, that the Lord will he'll just put an anointing on me where I feel like we're in consultation. Like I have a degree in that area too, you know. and you know, and they'll listen and say, okay, well, maybe we'll do it this way. Okay, good. So, amen. Amen. Okay.
Praise God.
So you can
comment
out.
Lord, just thank you for all that you've done tonight. And thank you for the wonderful people that tuned in. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for moving so strongly by your spirit and allowing people to be healed. Thank you for giving us a chance to help one another. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I still perceive the Lord working on a shoulder. Glory to God. I'm still perceiving that. Hallelujah. So we thank and praise God tonight for everything that was done. And you all have a blessed night. Love you all. And just know that, hallelujah, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the